Welcome to Maseches Shabbos, Perek Vav, Mishnah Ches, Chapter 6, Mishnah 8. My apologies if there's any background noise, but I'm actually recording this 37,000 feet in the air on a plane. Mishnah begins, Hakitea, a fellow who unfortunately had one of their legs amputated, Yotze, is permitted to go out on Shabbos, Bekav Shelo, with his prosthetic or fake leg. Divi Rabbi Meir, these are the opinions of Rabbi Meir, because he says that this fake leg is not any different than a shoe, and it's permitted to have a shoe, to wear a shoe out in Rishos HaRabim, in public property. Rabbi Yossi says that it's prohibited for the fellow to use this prosthetic device, because according to him, it's not considered like a shoe, because really the fellow's main, he more or less leans himself on his crutches, and this is just for aesthetic purposes, so he shouldn't appear like he's missing a leg. Therefore, he says that it's like he's carrying it around, and it's prohibited for a person to use that on Shabbos. And if, let's say, this fellow, the amputee, has base kibbutz kasusim, let's say the prosthetic device that he has a little bit of a hollow inside where they could place soft cloth or stuff like that so that it shouldn't make his leg sore, tummy, then the prosthetic device is susceptible to tumah, to spiritual impurity. If it's not, that means to say if the only thing that can go in there is the stump of his amputated leg, then in that situation it would not become tame, it would not become spiritually impure, because we have a law that pshute kliyetz, which means simple pieces of wood that do not have an area that they can hold something, do not become tame. Now, even though this does hold his leg, that's not considered like it holds something, because it has to be something that carries something, and this leg doesn't carry him. On the contrary, he carries the leg. Continues the Mishnah, smuchos. Smuchos are crutches. So this actually would be talking about a person who unfortunately has both legs amputated. So they make the fellow like these two crutches, more or less, that he could lean on. And halacha is tamei and medras. If, let's say, he is tamei, spiritually impure, then they become impure as well, because the law is that if a fellow is a zav, which is one type of spiritual impurity or something similar to that, anything that he sits on or leans on or lies on is tamei, is impure, and since he leans himself on this, they're considered tamei. The yotzeban, however, it is permitted to use those smuchos, those crutches b'shabbos. And it's permitted for him to enter with them into the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash of the temple in Yerushalayim, even though the Mishnah teaches us that you were not allowed to wear shoes in the Har HaBayis, in the Temple Mount. We don't consider these prosthetic devices or crutches or whatever it is to be considered like shoes. There's a fellow that if he has no legs, what they do is they make him a little chair that he sits on, and then he also has, and he pushes himself around with crutches. Halacha is, says the Mishnah, Tmei and Medrash, they become spiritually impure. If, let's say, he's impure, like we said previously, they nyotzim by Mishabbos, but you're not allowed to go out with them on Shabbos. And the reason for that is because they're not attached to him at all, so it's like he's just carrying. They nichnasim by Ma'azara, and they're also prohibited to be brought into the Azara. Again, they're not considered like a shoe because they're separate from his body. Concludes the Mishnah, Ankatmin. Ankatmin is a mask, or those days that would scare the children or people with these strange masks, or commentators say it looks like a donkey or something like that. The halacha is, says the Mishnah, that tahorin, they're tahar, they do not become susceptible to tumah because they're not considered a vessel. Then yotzim on Shabbos, one is not allowed to wear them on Shabbos because they have no real point to them, and they're considered like the fellow is carrying them, and that would be prohibited. Wishing you a beautiful rest of your day and an amazing upcoming week.